WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Donald Trump went on the attack against Hillary Clinton at a campaign rally in North Carolina last night, just hours after the head of the FBI announced the agency would not recommend criminal charges against Clinton over her private email servers.
She sent vast amounts of classified information, including information classified as top secret. She was extremely careless and, frankly, I say, grossly incompetent. She will be such a lousy president, folks.
Trump even suggesting Clinton may have bribed her way to this outcome.
She said today that we may consider the attorney general to go forward. That's like a bribe, isn't it? Isn't that sort of a bribe?
That's after a New York Times story, not Clinton herself, cited unnamed Democrats, saying Clinton may decide to keep Loretta Lynch as attorney general.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton campaigned in North Carolina yesterday, too, alongside, for the first time, President Obama.
Side by side on the stage.
My friends, is a president who knows how to keep us safe and strong. Compare that to Donald Trump.
But this,
I believe in Hillary Clinton.
Came after a surreal day in politics, though you'd never know here that Hillary Clinton was now not facing criminal charges. Not a word mentioned of it.
Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski. New this morning, a judge in South Africa has sentenced Olympic Blade Runner Oscar Pistorius to 6 years in prison for murdering girlfriend Reva Steenkamp in 2013. Some good news about an iconic bridge in our area that thousands of you use every day.
Thanks to a grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation, $90 million in repairs will now be made to the Arlington Memorial Bridge. Virginia Congressman Don Beyer says the money was desperately needed.
If we hadn't found the money this year, the Park Service had already announced they would close the bridge in 2021. Only foot traffic and bicycle traffic. This is a great step forward.
The bridge, built back in the early 30s, has exceeded its 75-year design and has been deemed structurally deficient. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia has obtained $165 million in federal grants for a new transportation initiative aimed at improving rail service and easing congestion on I-95 in Northern Virginia. Governor Terry McAuliffe says that federal grant will be combined with $565 million in private investment and over $700 million in other transportation funds for the initiative that has been dubbed the Atlantic Gateway Project. Well, we now know what Maryland Governor Larry Hogan will be doing during the Republican National Convention. A spokesman confirms that Hogan plans to be at the annual All-You-Can-Eat Seafood Feast in Crisfield on July 20th. Still no winner of the top prize in the multi-state Mega Millions lottery. No one got the six numbers needed to claim last night's $454 million jackpot, so the pot will now increase by about $54 million for the next drawing on Friday. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 17,841. The Nasdaq at 48,23. Sports, the Nationals lose to the Brewers again. The Orioles beat the Dodgers. Four Nationals and five Orioles will be going to the All-Star game. WMDA, the Mystics are in San Antonio tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You know, we talk a lot on this show about our friends in the news media.
Chris Plant is on.
I'm making quotation marks with my fingers.
9 to noon.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more. make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 volume, but moving through Manassas, Centerville, Fairlakes, Fair Oaks, and as you come up to the Beltway. Same story on 95. Looks like a slowish stretch as you push out of Stafford to Aquia, briefly at the Occoquan, again in Lorton. 395. Once you work through Landmark, hit a little bit of volume right through Shirlington, but really in decent shape across the 14th Street Bridge. All right, here we go around the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge near St. Barnabas Road. Topside College Park to Silver Spring, slowing. Kensington, they're still working on accident investigation. Closing Cedar Lane at Everett Street. That's just south of where Summit Avenue turns into Cedar Lane. Again, expect the closure there. No problems to report on 2995 or the BW Parkway pushing toward the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Shouldn't be a terrible drive this morning. Just an isolated shower possible. The better chance this afternoon. That chance is not even all that great. Hot, though, will stay still in the low 90s. Overnight tonight, maybe a thunderstorm, early 75. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with some afternoon clouds and maybe a passing shower, possibly a thunderstorm. We push it up a little. 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Burke, 70 in Frederick, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Getting inside FBI Director Comey's Clinton announcement. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
It's 7:07. You're listening to WMAL, where Washington comes to talk today more than ever. I'm Larry O'Connor. Lisa Booth is sitting in for a vacationing Brian Wilson. Lisa, of course, on the Washington Examiner and Fox News Channel. Good to have you here, Lisa.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm good, and it's a busy day. I'm glad you're here to help me through it. 7:35, bottom of this hour, KT McFarland, National Security Analyst. At 8:05, Shannon Coffin, former Justice Department official. 8:15, House Judiciary Chairman, Representative Goodlatte. And at 8:35, Representative Rogers, former House Intel Chairman. Lots of people wanting to chime in on the story of the day. Of course, the fact that Hillary Clinton will not see any criminal charges. And to that end, let's bring in our next guest, Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch, usually an in-studio guest, but he's a man in demand today, I'm sure. Thanks for joining us, Tom.
Larry, good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, what is Judicial Watch's position on this? Obviously, you had nothing to do with the criminal charges. You've got your own FOIA investigation going on in your own civil case. Does this affect your proceedings at all?
Well, it provides more information, at least the FBI's disclosures, that there are thousands of government emails that are still out there that haven't been disclosed by Mrs. Clinton, and at least were attempted to be destroyed by Mrs. Clinton, and the FBI was managed to find some of them anyway. That is going to be of interest to the courts, I think, in our cases, who think, as we do, that FOIA might have been upended, and that's why we have discovery. So we have a pending request with one federal court for Mrs. Clinton's deposition. We may and are thinking about asking another court. So there's a lot of grist for the mill if you're interested in how the Freedom of Information Act works, despite the disappointment with the FBI director laying out a criminal case against Hillary Clinton and suggesting that it shouldn't proceed.
Can I ask you one specific follow-up there before Lisa jumps in here, and I know she's ready. Specifically to the deletion of emails, we were told by Hillary Clinton from day one and her campaign that her team looked at every single email, read every single email, and they were the sole arbiters determining whether it was a government email or a personal email. The whole idea of a FOIA request that you at Judicial Watch started, and that's how this whole thing sort of came to light, was that we the people have a right to look at the work that our employees, our government officials, are doing. And so now we know that they did not turn over all of their emails. Is there any kind of recovery effort that you can institute through your lawsuit or the government can institute through their, you know, desire to actually fulfill their requirements to the American people that can recover these emails so we can see for ourselves whether all of her emails that she deleted were in fact personal or not?
Well, I'm sure that's something our lawyers are going to grapple with given the new information yesterday, but I can tell you that Judge Sullivan, Emmett Sullivan, the federal court judge who granted us discovery that saw this witness testimony from that we saw recently from Cheryl Mills and Yuma Abedin in Judicial Watch's case. A few months ago, he was talking about requiring the State Department to subpoena the records from the Clinton email server. And, so that may still result. There may be an effort by the court, or the court may have the opportunity to get these emails by requiring the State Department to take legal action to get them. Huh.
Tom, do you think it was the intention of Hillary Clinton to set up the private email server and private email account to circumvent FOIA requests like the ones that you have made?
Oh, exactly. She was warned repeatedly that her BlackBerry was not secure, but she did it anyway. She and her staff were given options repeatedly to set up email accounts under the Freedom of Information Act that would be covered by that law, and she didn't take that option despite her email system not even working for herself. So I don't know how you can conclude otherwise. You know, I remember James Carville shortly after the story broke last year saying that, yeah, I could tell you why Hillary Clinton didn't want to do this, because she didn't want Louie Gohmert looking through her email records. Well, that's the problem. You know, she doesn't think her people that she perceives to be her political opponents or her enemies or, frankly, anyone not her, as Yuma Abedin said, she didn't want anyone looking at her personal email.
And what is the penalty, Tom Fitton, for a government employee at any level to delete a government email that is open for a FOIA request? Are there penalties that have been levied in the past?
Well, there's nothing specific, I think, to individuals for doing that under FOIA, but you can't destroy government records, and you can't take them with you. There are criminal penalties for that. So Mr. Comey's cribbed view of his charge to investigate criminal activity, seemingly, he should have been thinking about why were government records being destroyed willy-nilly and taken from the government without permission.
I think, Tom, I think a lot of people are interested in knowing what transpired during the meeting between Hillary Clinton and the FBI. I know you had mentioned that there are still documents that you're pursuing. Do you think that information is ever going to come to light?
Yes, because, typically an FBI, when they conduct an interview, the agents create a report of the interview. It's called a 302. They don't take notes typically, but they recount the report, the interview in narrative form in an FBI 302. And if Justice Department attorneys were there, they may have notes, but that will be harder to get. But typically the 302s can become public, but it won't come public right now because, believe it or not, the Justice Department still has to decide whether to prosecute Hillary Clinton despite Comey's recommendation. So it's still a live issue.
Do you expect to, now that this is passed, the FBI investigation, do you expect to be able to depose Hillary Clinton at some point before the election?
Well, I think, if it happens, it will happen soon, and it's up to the courts in the end, but we're asking.
Can I also ask you, now that the criminal investigation is over, and it was a criminal investigation, make no mistake about it, can we find out the details of the immunity agreement for Mr. Pagliano? Mr. Pagliano pled the Fifth over 125 times.
That's
when
right.
You deposed him. He has an immunity agreement. Since there will be no criminal charges, why did they offer an immunity agreement if they didn't have criminal charges that they could get on a bigger fish?
That's right. If the investigation is concluded, as many suspect it will be, by the compromised Justice Department, that type of material will become, available to the public.
Isn't it true that a prosecutor or an investigator will offer an immunity deal only because they know that that person who they're offering the immunity to has the goods on somebody bigger, someone that they can actually nail with something more serious? Did Comey misstep here? Did the Justice Department screw up?
Well, Comey described the necessary elements for a criminal charge against Hillary Clinton and then gave her a get-out-of-jail-free card in a way that didn't make sense to anybody. So I think, the FBI blinked in the face of the Justice Department and Clinton corruption.
Tom, I know that you're used to, dealing with a lot of FOIA requests and kind of going after and trying to find this sort of information. Have you seen sort of You know, does this instance sort of stand out in the documents that you've pursued and other investigations that you guys have conducted?
Stand out is not the word for it. Never before in the history of FOIA, and we've been doing corruption against investigations against the Clintons for years and years. Never before have we seen anything like this in terms of a massive effort supported by the Obama administration in large measure to avoid the Freedom of Information Act and public disclosure and accountability under the law.
Real fast, Tom Fitton.
And she upended FOIA, and I think the FBI director may have helped upend it further by allowing Mrs. Clinton to do what she did.
I'm down to 15 seconds. Real fast, in your assessment, did James Comey, he just didn't want to be the next Ken Starr? Do you think that's what's at play here?
I don't think he wanted to have to resign after he submitted a request for a prosecution to a Justice Department he knew wasn't going to do anything.
Hmm. All right, we got to leave it there. President of Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, one of the key players in bringing this entire email scam to the public's view. And I know that you will not relent. Your investigation continues, and you always have a place here, Tom Fitton. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you.
I suspect she didn't want Louis Gohmert rifling through her emails.
It's 7:16. Let's go straight to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore Washington Parkway. The crash is southbound. If you're trying to get into the Jessup area, the accident is southbound just as you pass the exit for Route 100. You can get through, but a bit slow. Then beyond, as you get closer to the Beltway, each direction slowing past 197 and in through Greenbelt. Northbound slows just as you come off of the Beltway. On the outer loop, 95 to George Avenue, 270. Looks like we may have a problem just happened here. Southbound 270, right at Route 80 Urbana. Crash. Then beyond, passing the exit for 109. Slowing. Kensington, keep in mind, they still have Cedar Lane closed with accident investigation. Cedar Lane closed at Everett Street. That's just south of where Summit Avenue turns into Cedar Lane. For 66, it's been about the volume, 95, 395, without any incidents currently reported. And again, this is our first morning rush hour under SafeTrack Surge number 3, where the blue and yellow lines are shut down between Reagan National Airport and Braddock Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got some sun this morning with increasing clouds later this afternoon. Might see a stray shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Also, a high of 92 degrees today. Tonight, some clouds this evening and then clear skies overnight. Stray shower here or there. Tomorrow, tonight's low 75. And then tomorrow, we have a few afternoon clouds, but mostly it's just going to be a sunny day. May see a shower here and there, as we often see this time of year. Tomorrow's high is 94 degrees. Right now, 72 at 718.
So it's going to be forever, or it's going to go.
You know Lisa Booth. You've known me for a little while now.
Yes.
I cannot get enough of Taylor Swift's Love Life.
Who can't?
Right?
Yeah.
You're a millennial. You have to answer for this woman. I mean, is it me or is she bouncing from, I don't want to say bed to bed, because I don't know relationships are consummated anyway. It's not for me to suspect. But she bounces from relationship to relationship often and rapidly.
Right. She's killing the dating game.
And then there's no downtime.
There's no downtime.
Lisa. It's like,
why?
as I've heard it described, she's like an orangutan going through the jungle, that you never let go of one branch until you've got a hold of another.
Absolutely.
That's how I have heard it described.
Well, and it's from catch to catch. So
well, there's lots of eyes on this latest squeeze of hers, Tom Hiddleston, who, by the way, has completely been off my radar. I know that a lot of people are so up on this dude, and he's supposed to be the next James Bond. Well, none other than our pal Piers Morgan, possibly the most unlikable human being on the planet Earth, has penned a scathing attack on his fellow countrymen over at the Daily Mail, saying at this point that the only thing he's going to be licensed to kill is his credibility, because he's done such things. He's the new squeeze there for Taylor Swift, right? He's done things like wear a T-shirt and tattoo proclaiming that he loves Taylor Swift. He actually did have a T-shirt that says "I Heart TS."
Do you not have an "I Heart TS" shirt?
Well, I don't heart TS. I heart MDO. That'd be Meredith Dake O'Connor.
There you go.
But I don't know if I would wear a shirt proclaiming my love for her. If it meant something to her and she wanted the paparazzi to see my love as Tom Hiddleston has done, then perhaps I will. But, you know, so he's like going off on this whole thing, an entire article that has gone viral about how he hates the whole Swift Hiddleston thing, because in some way, Tom Hiddleston is betraying his country by going, what's wrong with Taylor Swift? I think she's also a fantastic human being.
Piers Morgan just likes attention. So, I mean,
well,
that's probably
that.
What I guess Tom Hiddleston does too, because you don't date Taylor Swift if you don't want to be in the public eye.
I just don't know why anybody is focusing on any single relationship in the pop culture world without drawing attention to the disturbing relationship between Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth. Now, that's the most ridiculous thing. If you're Liam Hemsworth, how in God's name do you actually go to a woman like Miley Cyrus?
She's insane.
Who, exactly. I mean, she cut off all her hair. She bleached it
She's a wrecking ball.
Every quarter inch of her body is either tattooed or pierced. She embraces the underbelly of American culture. And Liam Hemsworth, in some ways, he's supposed to be an actor who has some level of credibility,
but also, no, there's no point in getting too caught up with the Taylor Swift, Tom Hiddleston stuff, because it's not going to last.
You don't think so?
No,
just look at her album.
Yeah, look at her track record.
Let's just understand what Liam Hemsworth is spending his day with on a daily basis.
It's hard being me, but it's hard being them too. You know, it's hard just being a normal person living and being different. I think the universe puts this kind of responsibility to certain people that they know they can handle it, and I think I'm strong enough to handle it. And some of those people maybe aren't, and that's why I'm kind of the leader and giving them that little push.
See, I would take Taylor Swift any day of the week over having to sit across the dinner table from that.
She's very eloquent.
Oh, isn't she?
This brush was sitting beside one of the, like, bathtubs at one of this random hotel, so I think it actually might, because it was sitting by the bath, so I think it's some sort of, like, scrubber meets loofah, but I forgot a brush on this trip, so I'm just using it as my brush. I came in like a
So when it comes to Liam Hemsworth versus Tom Hiddleston and their dating choices, I'm on Team Tom, baby.
I think Tom's winning.
All right. I'm glad we had this little talk. It's 722 on WMAO.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
Ted Britt Automotive, it's the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience when purchasing a car. And I mean amazing experience. When you're going to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, one of the nagging things in the back of your head is, oh gosh, what if I've got problems with this car, right? I mean, that's going to be, especially a pre-owned car. Oh, geez, what's going to happen? Well, here's the great thing about Ted Britt Automotive. Ted Britt has a program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes with a lifetime vehicle coverage plan, all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So, you know, you got confidence in Ted Britt Automotive. So you just take that off the table. You know you're going to be covered. And you can be confident in the deals they're going to give you, too, because the Ted Britt Summer Sales Event is going on right now. You're going to find the best deals in the area. And over 1,200 vehicles in stock with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. By the way, Ted Britt also has two Harley Davidson locations. Tons of new and pre-owned bikes to choose from there. Visit one of Ted Britt's great 9 locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. A chest of drawers is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing.
Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
7:25, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, she always comes in like a wrecking ball. She's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, good morning. Let's go 270 southbound at Route 80 Urbana. Crash left side beyond. Seeing a little bit of volume in through Rockville. Those are the two slowest stretches. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the crash southbound near Route 100. They're trying to get that to the shoulder. Each direction between Greenbelt and 197. We're heavy on the brakes there. On the BW Parkway, George Washington Parkway, not much to talk about coming southbound past 123 and down toward the bridge. It's a little bit lighter than normal. Getting busy coming in from the west on 66. Had the minor incident quickly over to the shoulder of Business 234 in Manassas through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks slowing. It's our first morning commute. The challenge is on for Metro Rail SafeTrack Surge number 3. Testing our patience. The blue and yellow lines shut down between Reagan National Airport and Braddock Road. There are shuttle bus services set up, but you would definitely want to plan extra time to work through all of that. No problems to report to the Wilson Bridge. Delays before St. Barnabas Road. If your computer's running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another warm one today, already mild this morning. High clouds starting to thicken this afternoon. Probably the best chance of seeing a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm. And let's push it to the low 90s once again. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 degrees at 7:26.
Got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Coffee is a major topic here on Mornings on the Mall, Lisa Booth. As you, I know that you know you're chugging down a few cups of Java, keeping yourself going this morning.
You don't want to see me without it.
Now, they say that oil is the lubricant of the American economy. No, coffee is the lubricant of the American economy. Certainly on morning radio. But if you're a Starbucks fan, you've got bad news coming your way. In fact, starting July 12th. They're calling it the latte doomsday. Starbucks prices are all going to be going up. It's like 30 cents on the average across the board, as if Starbucks coffee wasn't already overpriced
enough.
That's
what I was going to say. Can it actually get more expensive?
Are you a Starbucks fiend, or are you just
no,
like
No, I'm over Starbucks. Pete's Coffee. I've moved on to Pete.
I do like Pete's. There's one at the Montgomery Mall that is pretty awesome. That's from the Bay Area. I had my first Pete's in San Jose, and it was fantastic.
It's delicious.
All right, you're dead to us. It's 7:27.
When you're single, you get a lot of great dating advice. And by great, I mean terrible.
You should totally ask out that woman at work.
Sure, what could go wrong? Oh yeah, pretty much everything.
Dude, get a motorcycle. Chicks dig bikes.
Unless it turns out you don't know how to drive one, then you can have your first date in the emergency room.
Yeah, it's been 6 months. Of course you can date her sister.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I didn't even hear that. You know, just because they're your good friends doesn't mean they have good advice. But there is one piece of advice you can count on. Check out It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for busy professionals. And the reason we're so successful is because we're so successful. We get to know our clients, and we use that knowledge to make great hand-picked matches. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Find out what an It's Just Lunch matchmaker can do for you. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Say goodbye to thieves.
Say hello to CUDA-CAM by Barracuda Networks, the leader in cloud security and storage solutions. CUDA-CAM is a complete cloud-hosted video surveillance solution that captures high-quality footage when motion is detected. Just plug in one or more CUDA-CAM cameras with no network or camera configuration. Video evidence is automatically encrypted and stored in the Barracuda Cloud for secure access from any web browser or mobile device. Visit CUDA-CAM.com to learn why CUDA-CAM is so easy on your wallet, yet so hard to avoid.
Coming up on WMAL, it's a dangerous world out there. Terror attacks on a regular basis now worldwide at the hands of ISIS, even here in America. Is it too dangerous a world to leave in the hands of a woman who is careless and reckless with national security information? We'll ask KT McFarland, national security analyst, right after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A deadly encounter between two police officers and a suspect in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, night before last has led to widespread protests in that city. The incident was captured on cell phone video as the man's family now demands answers from police.
Hundreds of protesters taking to the streets in Baton Rouge after this graphic video circulated on social media of a deadly encounter between police and a man at a convenience store.
My brother didn't deserve it. He didn't deserve it at all.
CNN affiliate WAFB reports that the officers in question were wearing body cameras, but they apparently fell off at the altercation. Baton Rouge police have placed the officers on administrative leave.
Correspondent Paula Sandoval. Donald Trump says the FBI's decision not to recommend prosecution of Hillary Clinton smells fishy.
I mean, the attorney general sitting there saying, you know, if I get Hillary off the hook, I'm going to have 4 more years or 8 more years. But if she loses, I'm out of a job. It's a bribe. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace.
At a campaign rally in North Carolina last night, Trump said this is proof that the system is, quote, totally rigged. Hillary Clinton's campaign, meanwhile, is seizing on some remarks made by Donald Trump about Saddam Hussein. Clinton says Trump's remarks show how dangerous he would be as president. Trump had said that while Saddam was a bad guy, he was good at killing terrorists. Help is on the way for the crumbling Arlington Memorial Bridge. The National Park Service has been awarded a $90 million federal grant to help pay for the repairs to the bridge. Northern Virginia Congressman Don Beyer.
We're about $170 million towards a $250 million project. It's really very encouraging because, you know, we get discouraged when government can't respond to the obvious needs we have, and here's a case where it's actually working.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,841, the NASDAQ at 48,23. Sports Gio Gonzalez struggles as the Nats lose again to Milwaukee. The O's break out of their losing streak with a win over the Dodgers. 4 Nationals and 5 Orioles are going to the All-Star game. WMDA, the Mystics, are in San Antonio tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Talk about tumultuous times. The British have quit the European Union. The markets go into a tizzy. Add to that terrorism, natural disasters, recession fears, and the election. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If all of this is causing you to wonder how to manage your investments during these tumultuous times, come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money. It's based on my number one best-selling book, and you'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the 2 major obstacles you'll face, the 6 ways investors fail, the 1 big question you need to answer, and the 1 solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also receive a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Bethesda Tuesday and Wednesday, July 12th and 13th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
A window sale sounds good, but the biggest window sale of the year sounds even better, right? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and you've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. I went to their factory right off the Beltway. I saw how each window is custom made for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, and you're saving yourself headaches and money with that. Right now, Thompson Creek Window Company is having the biggest window sale of the year by taking 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. For new windows, Thompson Creek is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you why. You will be amazed. I guarantee it. Appointments will fill up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
At Adeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Adeed.
Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadeed.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270, heads up if you're coming out of Frederick. That's just about where the delays begin to get by the crash at Route 80 Urbana, still along the left side. Now, once you get through Urbana, a nice open stretch where I'm not seeing much of any backups through Clarksburg and through Germantown and Gaithersburg. Then the bit of stop and go through Rockville. Top side of the Beltway, normal backups through Silver Spring. Southbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway getting better past the crash at Route 100. That was clear to the shoulder. Heading in through town, coming off of 50 to go DC 295 southbound. Have the crash just past the exit 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Heavy on the southeast-southwest freeway, coming off the 11th Street Bridge, heading toward the 14th Street Bridge. And around the Virginia Beltway, leaving Springfield toward Annandale sluggish and now Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm one today, already mild this morning. High clouds starting to thicken this afternoon. Probably the best chance of seeing a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm. And let's push it to the low 90s once again. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Vienna, 73 in Greenbelt, 77 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
7:37, you're listening to WMAL. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry this morning. The effervescent Lisa. I can't come up with new names for you. Lisa Booth. She, of course, from the Washington Examiner and a frequent guest on Fox News Channel. It's always good to see you live and in person.
Great to see you, Larry.
Also great and to see all of our guests lined up for the next hour. Listen to all the people who want to chime in for you today at 8 o'clock. We'll have Shannon Coffin, former Justice Department official. At 8:15, we'll have the current chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Chairman Goodluck. And at 8:35, Representative Mike Rogers, the former House Intelligence Chairman. They all want to talk about what Washington and America is talking about, and that is this.
Although we did not find clear evidence that Secretary Clinton or her colleagues intended to violate laws governing the handling of classified information, there is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information.
KT McFarland is a Fox News national security analyst. You can follow her on Twitter at KT McFarland. And KT, it looks like the Democrats have nominated a woman who was extremely careless with top secret information.
You know, but here's the thing. This is not, to my mind, there was always a more important investigation into the Clinton operation, and it wasn't this one. This one was significant enough, absolutely, but it was about emails, and I think for the average American who doesn't follow a lot of this stuff, you know, what does that mean? The email, she leaked the email, she was sloppy. Well, you know, that's not as important to them as the second investigation, and that one is still ongoing. That's a criminal investigation into the connection between the Clinton Foundation and Secretary Clinton's time as Secretary of State. In other words, did countries or companies donate to the Clinton Foundation in hopes of getting favorable decisions out of the State Department. And the Clinton Foundation, unlike other foundations and philanthropic groups, the Clinton Foundation takes well over two-thirds of every dollar given to pay for its overhead, not to go to the people it was intended to for the deeds, the philanthropic good deeds it does. The biggest philanthropic good deed it did was to the Clintons.
Yeah, and Director Comey didn't mention that investigation yesterday at all, did he, Lisa Booth?
And here's why I think that this is the potential one, that it's more serious, but it doesn't come out for another year. So because of that, the stakes for the election just got way, way, way higher. If Trump wins, you can assume an Attorney General Chris Christie or a Rudy Giuliani would pursue that to the ends of the earth. If Hillary wins, it disappears.
Donald Trump said that the system is rigged. Is it?
Yeah. You know, I think that, I'm not naive, and most of the people in Washington aren't naive. They know stuff like this goes on. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. I'll look the other way. But this was so blatantly in your face. You know, on day one, the attorney general meets with the former president, husband of Hillary Clinton, and he himself, because of the Clinton Foundation's second investigation, is also under investigation. So they have a private meeting. Nobody knows what they talk about. They say they talk about their grandchildren. But as Trump pointed out, it's a lot of time to talk about your grandchildren.
Yeah.
Another topic came up. So then on day two, it's leaked that Secretary Clinton, if she is elected president, would keep the attorney general in her position.
I'm concerned.
And then three, you have Comey come out and say, well, here are all the crimes that were committed, but we're not going to indict.
I'm concerned about the precedent that this sets. What kind of precedent does this set in, where, you know, other top officials and future secretaries of state in dealing with national security matters?
Nothing secret anymore. I talked to several former military, who were for military intelligence, and people who were responsible for prosecuting cases like this in the past. They said for going forward, the Clinton rule will be that it's almost impossible to indict anybody on mishandling of classified information, intentional or otherwise.
So
we've just put a shot through any security, you know, precautions people have to take to maintain and keep security information secure. And I think the second part of it will be, if Clinton is elected, she's going to bring all the people into office who were involved in this, who helped her set it up, who helped her cover it up.
Mm.
And they're going to get their security clearances because she's going to overrule any investigation recommending otherwise. So what that means then is anybody gets a security clearance. It really just makes a mockery of our whole notion of classified information and holding things secure.
And meanwhile, KT McFarland, this entire thing that really truly does send the signal to our enemies and to our allies, frankly, more importantly, to our allies, the people who are trying to have come help us and work with us on the war on terrorism, it sends the signal to them that we'll be careless with whatever information they give us, that we'll be careless with whatever assets we might be able to convert to our side. And we are living in an increasingly dangerous world. Why don't you talk a little bit about the terror attacks we've seen here at the closing month of the holy month of Ramadan, as they say, and how that sort of serves as a backdrop to this very real national security risk.
Well, the world we're now entering, intelligence is king. If you don't know in advance about something happening, you can't protect yourself. And what this will do is send a chilling effect to the intelligence communities of other countries, like the Snowden affair did. And it's, you know, we don't know about some guys sitting in some cave somewhere plotting to put on suicide vests and show up somewhere in Europe. But intelligence operatives from within do, from other countries do. And if they decide, well, we're not sure we should really give this stuff to the Americans, because look at Snowden,
right.
Look at Hillary Clinton, look at what she revealed, maybe it's better to just keep it ourselves. But the bigger picture, too, to me, is as an American who loved Ronald Reagan, he was the great president of my lifetime, that notion of the shining city on the hill that all would emulate and try to be like us, it just looks so dirty because it's so in your face. I mean, they're no longer even trying to cover up the corruption. And that's the most, I think, the longest acting, affecting implication that's going to come out of this is it's a further degradation and distrust of our public institutions and our national leaders. And Donald Trump was right. The fix is in. This is rigged. They play their own game. It's an inside the beltway. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. Who cares about the little people?
KT McFarland, thanks for joining us as always. It's always great to have you. And, you know, on that note, that really, that just so people who may not be conservatives or Republicans or wherever you are politically, when you see people saying what a sad day it was yesterday, it's not sad because we wanted Hillary Clinton to get punished. It's sad because we believe that we're a nation of laws. And it's sad to see anybody skirt the law and be able to walk from charges that so obviously they deserve to have levied against them because they are powerful and because they're part of the political elite. That's what's sad. It's 7:44.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increases libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shoppe, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text BOOST to 99000.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here comes Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
That's what I'm saying on 270 as well. Here we come. We're trying to southbound through Urbana. The crash southbound 270 at Route 80 Urbana. Looks like they've been able to get everything to the shoulder. Nonetheless, though, still quite slow through that area. Kensington, if you haven't heard, just a heads up again, closed is Cedar Lane at Everett Street. That's just south of where Summit Avenue turns into Cedar Lane. They're doing accident investigation. Southbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, south of 100. That crash gone. Still quite heavy through that area. And again, each direction through Greenbelt and 197. 66. Here's our latest problem. We've been doing okay this morning, but we now have a crash. Eastbound 66 as you pass Manassas. Looks like the fire truck rescue blocked the left side. Left lane is blocked at the scene of the accident. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not anticipating much rain as we head on through today. Just a stray shower storm. If anything, temperatures are going to start getting hotter now over the next few days. See some clouds come on in, an isolated shower, maybe a thunderstorm today, 92. Tonight, 75, maybe a thunderstorm early. Some clouds of sunshine tomorrow. Once again, a storm possible in the afternoon, up to 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 degrees at 7:47.
Researchers have found drug-resistant bacteria along several of Rio de Janeiro's beaches, and the Olympics are merely a month away. This kind of bacteria, known as superbacteria, can't easily be killed by antibiotics. The scientists believe it entered the water when raw sewage from local hospitals was directed into the bay. And to make matters worse, the bacteria was found at two beaches that border the area where Olympic sailors are scheduled to compete.
Wow, who doesn't want to go to the Olympics in Rio, huh? I mean, they're going to call them the Zika Games, the way it's working out. More bad news out of Rio de Janeiro as the Olympics are looming just a few weeks away. If you were an athlete, if you were a world-class, top-notch athlete in track and field, swimming, whatever it is, would you be going down into that bacteria-infested country?
No, not at all. Especially if you're an NBA player who gets paid tens of millions of dollars to play. Why would you? And also,
they're going down in the hazmat suits down there. You're going to be from top to bottom.
Welcome to hell, Larry. Literally, police officers are greeting Olympic visitors with protest banners that say, "Welcome to hell." You've got Zika. You've got the super bacteria. There is a shooting at a hospital just a couple of weeks ago. You've got police officers that are saying, "Welcome to hell."
And now you've got this story that you just heard about super bacteria in the waterways. And by the way, water, kind of a big part, not just of the Olympics, but sort of, you know, sustaining life on the planet Earth.
Right.
I love this quote from a professor at Rio's Federal University who studied and found this super bacteria in the water down there. Are you ready? This is his quote.
Bring it on.
"These bacteria should not be present in these waters." You think? Thanks for that. Yeah. Also, that's helpful.
Also, you know, how do you feel about any of the Olympic athletes that have to do anything pertaining to water and actually having to be in this?
If you're in crew, if you're in sailing, I'm guessing the water in the pools are going to be chlorinated up in such a way. But my guy, listen, I'm trying to temper this because it seems like anytime the Olympics are anywhere other than a first world nation like the United States or London, there are always these stories about how it's just a disaster and it's collapsing and it's bad. But it seems that the Rio news has been worse than usual,
yeah,
doesn't
welcome
it?
To hell.
Well, we shall see. We're still rooting for our American team. We just hope they make it out alive. But all of these stories, it brings new meaning to don't drink the water, right? It is 7:50 on WMAL.
Are you up to date on the new rules regarding Social Security claiming strategies? The new limits on your contributions and income phase-outs? How about the impact that these could have on you and your family? This is Eric Whiteman, co-host of The Wise Investor Show. We manage investments for our clients. Call us to discuss how we can help plan your financial future.
Eric Whiteman and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Eric, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Wednesdays,
the one, the only Mr. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
We've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage. Premiere episodes Wednesdays, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Lisa Booth, Lady Gaga, has turned 30. By the way, I thought I was sure she was older than that. Am I wrong?
There's nothing wrong with being 30.
Saying there's anything wrong with being 30. God bless all of you who have reached that age. I'll let you know what it's like when I get there. Lady Gaga now has her driver's license at the age of 30. Why are people waiting so long to get their driver's license? She's very excited. She went out and Instagrammed this with a shot of her behind the wheel saying that for the first time she can now drive without an adult present because she has her license. Do you have your driver's license?
I do, but I don't know about you, but I felt a lot more comfortable when she didn't have one.
Exactly. Hide the wife, hide the children. Lady Gaga is legally behind the wheel. Well, she's very excited about it, and she and her girlfriend, a platonic girlfriend, were in the... You have to specify that these right. days. We're in the car. She tweeted out, Thelma and police, as she put it, I'm free rolling with the homies, no longer without a learner's permit.
Can she drive in a meat suit?
I never thought of that.
Can you see the road with
to be
bacon obstructing your vision?
Oh, Gaga. You just stay gaga'd out there, 30-year-old, with finally getting your driver's license in the state of California. I'll keep driving here on the East Coast. It's 7:53. Let's check in with the CNBC Business Report brought to you by IKEA. Chuck Kamlick, as far as I know, also 30 years old, no driver's license. Actually, a rickshaw takes you around New York, right?
Yes, and I'm wrapped in bacon, by the way.
Delicious.
Thank you. Stocks are falling all over the world today. They're going to fall here as well. Investors are worried that Britain's decision to leave the EU will hurt the world's economies. Nervous investors look for safe places to put their money, so people are buying more bonds. And that has pushed yields down to their near record lows. That has helped home loan rates fall to their lowest level in more than 3 years. And that's why... He gets to the end of the point here. That's why home refis rose to an 18-month high last week. Refis now account for 62% of all mortgage applications. Walgreens Boots Alliance, the drug chain, profits rose last quarter thanks to higher U.S. pharmacy sales. Medicare Part D drugs were big, but revenue was hurt because of slower sales in places like the U.K. and Chile. And it will soon be even easier to binge. Netflix has reached a deal with CNBC's parent Comcast. Later this year, Netflix will be available to subscribers who have Comcast X1 set-top box. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for U.S. consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Your yard is your kingdom. So when mosquitoes invade, you want more than candles and zappers.
You want warriors like us.
We're Terminix, an elite force of anti-mosquito professionals.
We're armed with 85 years of successful missions against pests and termites.
Terminix will design a custom battle plan for defending your yard. And it starts with a free mosquito estimate. Call 1-800-900-6118.
Our one-of-a-kind mosquito control formula delivers far more than a defensive barrier or repellent. It actually kills mosquitoes where they live.
It's a breakthrough in mosquito control with a natural active ingredient. It's eco-friendly and safe for use around people and pets.
It can eliminate more than 90% of mosquitoes in treated areas in 2 to 3 weeks.
Then we'll come back once a month during the mosquito season to keep them down.
Defending your yard is a big job.
So go big. Go Terminix Mosquito Service.
Defend your yard by calling Terminix, America's leading provider of termite and pest control. For your free mosquito estimate, call 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118.
Running a bit behind here, 756, so we'll go straight to Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And better news on 66, eastbound after business 234, Manassas crashed to the shoulder in Centerville, slow each direction, westbound to go to 28. No problems to report right now, Beltway, but through Annandale, north of Tyson's to the Legion Bridge, slowing, and Maryland 270, south at Route 80, Urbana crash, now to the shoulder. Wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another warm one today, already mild this morning. High clouds start to thicken this afternoon. Probably the best chance of seeing a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm. And let's push it to the low 90s once again. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 degrees at 757.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually a clean.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our team. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Enova emergency room near you. And the Enova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Enova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Enova Fairfax and Enova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Enova, join the future of health. Visit enova.org/app.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we continue our in-depth coverage of yesterday's announcement from Director of the FBI, James Comey, that Hillary Clinton will not face any criminal charges because of her use of a private email system. We're going to start with Shannon Coffin, a former Justice Department official who has strong feelings about this case. 8:15 brings us House Judiciary Chairman Virginia's own Bob Gould.